Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Welcome back to the show, and thanks for joining me today. We're going to continue this discussion on how to find more high-paying clients. In today's discussion, we're going to dive into asking for referrals. What to say, what not to say, what makes the difference between someone actually handing you a referral versus them saying, oh, well, I don't know, or you know what, let me think about it, and how to be specific so that you can get specific results really fast. This is something that I've used in the first portion of my career before marketing online and, you know, doing Facebook traffic and things like that. This was really the key to getting my first six figures, was just pure referrals. And I know a lot of you do some form of this, but I want to teach you this. And one of my clients that I taught to do this, he actually times 40 his results. He's already pretty successful, and within the first week of applying this strategy was able to go and get over 30 clients in 1 week just using this strategy, which I'm about to teach you. So again, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Tyler Watson with Impact to Income, and let's dive in. Okay, so when you're thinking about getting a referral, there's three things that you need to make sure. Number one, you need to be specific with the kind of referral you're looking for. For example, if I'm asking a referral for what I'm doing, I'm going to specifically ask for, do you know any speakers or coaches, or who do you know who is a speaker, a coach, or a networker, or network marketer, or a chiropractor? And I'm going to pick one of those, because if you lay them all out there, people's brains will kind of turn off. So you want to do one at a time. And that's the first thing is be specific. The second thing is give them a chance to actually come up with it. So help trigger the person you're looking for. So the first part is specificity. So being specific on who you're looking for. Second thing though, is you want to trigger it. So for example, let's say I want to pick chiropractors. So I'm saying, hey, who do you know who's a chiropractor? Who's a chiropractor that you know? And then they'll share with me. And then I say, okay, so out of this car, is this chiropractor? And then I'll be a little bit more specific. Is this chiropractor, you know, is he someone that's working one-on-one all the time? Is he one that likes to teach you while he's doing the chiropractic care? Is he seem like he's super busy or super packed all the time? And if the and then that'll kind of trigger her thinking or his thinking about who it is that they're going to provide for me. And so that way I can say, well, great, you know, because one of the big things. And then the third thing is you want to tell what's in it for them as well as for the person that they're referring. So you want to tell them. So you'll tell them and basically say, yeah, so this person that you're thinking of who is a chiropractor who's overbooked, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with him some different strategies so that how he can create high-end events, and instead of working like a slave every day and not being able to take a break, where he can do one event, monetize, create a six-figure weekend, and then create a system in the back end to where he's creating six to seven figures with minimal amount of his time and still giving huge amount of results to the people he's serving. So this allows the person who I'm referring to or asking the referral to know that I'm going to deliver a lot of good stuff. And so for them, I can also say, hey, you know, and just for me saying thank you, I want to give, if this person decides to sign up with me, I'm going to give you 5% commissions on anything they sign up with, or 10% or 15%, wherever you are in your percentage. Or you might say, hey, for thanks, I want to just invite you free to this thing, or whatever it might be. But you want to give back to people who give you referrals. You want to make sure that you take care of them. Okay? So those are some simple things that you want to do. Just a few extra thoughts on asking for referrals. Now, when you're also asking for a referral, you want to be specific on how they're going to deliver this referral. So you want to tell them maybe a three-way introduction. So because you want to make it as easy as possible for this person. Why don't people give you referrals? Because they're unsure how. So you got to tell them how. And you just say, hey, so what you'll do is, do you have their phone number or their email? Okay, if you have their phone number, great. Maybe let's do a three-way text. And you tell them what to say. So basically you say, so if I was talking to Joe and he was giving me a referral of this chiropractor, I'd say, okay, so Joe, in the three-way text, just reach out to this chiropractor named John and say, hey, John, I wanted to connect you with Tyler. Tyler is phenomenal at helping chiropractors create 6 to 7 figure weekends and systems so that they can live their ideal lifestyle. Something short, something not too complicated. Maybe that was too complicated for that person. So something short and simple, telling about the result. Or it could just be something as, hey, I want you to connect up with Tyler. He's really helped me in my life monetize or create XYZ result. And I think you guys should get together and get to know each other. Something as simple as that. Then in the three-way text, I'll tell him I'm going to reply back and I'll take it from there. Cool. You can do a three-way text, three-way email, some sort of thing to where it's an introduction. You introduce both people and then I, being the referee, will take it over from there. Okay. So those are just some cool tidbits as you're asking for referrals. Go try these things out. This is really so simple and it creates massive amount of impact and income. So go try this. You can do it also through Facebook messengers, through Facebook messaging. Same concept. You get the referral. You thank the person. Nice to know you. I can't wait to connect. And then that person takes it away. Okay. So if you have any questions, reach out. And if you haven't checked out our website, be sure and do so at impacttoincome.com. And be sure and get the lead generation system. That'll actually go into depth on how to take a lead and the actual conversation in more detail. So if you feel like you need some extra help on that, go check that out, impacttoincome.com with a number 2 in between. And we'll see you on the next show.